A new poll shows a whopping 247 million shoppers visited stores and websites over the Thanksgiving weekend. Black Friday, the unofficial start to the holiday shopping season, easily exceeded expectations, living up to its name as the day retailers finally get out of the red and start making a profit. The National Retail Federation says holiday shoppers spent about $423 per person, pushing the haul for the four-day shopping weekend to nearly $60 billion, up nearly 13% for the same time last year. Retail analyst Marshall Cohen calls it a good start.
Black Friday, good or bad, isn't the indication of how retail will fare for the whole year, but it's a good sign that the consumer has shown up.
Consumer spending is critical to the U.S. economy, accounting for about 70% of total economic activity. But Monday, the White House warned that failure by Congress to reach a budget deal by the end of the year could put a serious crimp on consumer spending. Key indexes on the New York Stock Exchange fell sharply. Ryan Alexander at Taxpayers for Common Sense explains.
The markets are jittery because they don't see a way forward. The economy is fragile because we're still in a recovery period. And, you know, it's time for the president and the speaker and all of Congress to kind of step up, make some difficult choices, and step back from the cliff.
Without a deal, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the combination of automatic year-end tax increases and spending cuts, which constitute the fiscal cliff, could nudge the U.S. economy back into recession. Budget expert and former Republican Congressman Bill Frenzel says time is running out.
President's going to have to give a little. The Senate's going to have to give a little. The House is going to have to give a little bit more. And I believe that because the consequences are so bad, that they are going to come to agreement.
The White House says failure by Congress to reach a budget deal could reduce consumer spending by nearly $200 billion next year and cut economic growth by 1.5%. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.